Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today, as it always is. I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program today, I want to go back to the beginning. You've heard me say it on the show a lot. Leadership is what leadership does. And we've had a lack of leadership in so many places, especially in government, especially at the federal level, that it's always interesting when we actually hear something that sounds like leadership or acts like leadership. And we always like to point that out. And over the last 24 hours, we have heard from both the Speaker of the House and the Democratic Minority Leader, and it actually sounded like leadership. And so I don't care where your politics are. I don't care how you feel about aid to Israel or to aid going into Gaza for humanitarian or Ukraine or Taiwan. Just what they're dealing with back there and what the two leaders in the House, the Democrat and the Republican, had to say in terms of what we should be thinking about and how we should be approaching the job. I think it's worth going back and just thinking about this because, again, it sounds like what I think leadership is supposed to sound like. And so let's start yesterday. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, he had unveiled his plan for the foreign aid bills, chopped them up into pieces, so one for Israel, one for Ukraine, one for Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific, and then one for aid, particularly aid going into Gaza. And as he did that, of course, he was asked about those within his own party who want to oust him if he brings these bills to the floor. Here's how he responded.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job. I'm doing here what I believe to be the right thing. I think providing lethal aid to Ukraine right now is critically important. I really do. I really do believe the intel. I believe Xi and Vladimir Putin and Iran really are an axis of evil. I think they're in coordination on this. I think that Vladimir Putin would continue to march through Europe if he were allowed. I think he might go to the Balkans next. I think he might have a showdown with Poland or one of our NATO allies. To put it bluntly, I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys. My son is going to begin in the Naval Academy this fall. This is a live fire exercise for me, as it is so many American families. And I'm going to allow an opportunity for every single member of the House to vote their conscience and their will on this. And I think that's the way this institution is supposed to work. And I'm willing to take personal risk for that because we have to do the right thing and history will judge us.
Have to do the right thing. History will judge us. I think there were some extraordinary points in there. Now, listen to the House Minority Leader, the Democrat leader, Hakeem Jeffries, who talked about the path forward, also with some things that sound like leadership.
Our top line commitment is ironclad. We are going to make sure that we stand by our democratic allies in Ukraine, in Israel, in the Indo-Pacific, and make sure that we secure the humanitarian assistance necessary to surge into Gaza and other theaters of war throughout the globe.
Now, if you take those two statements, and these are two people, they're at the top of the food chain when it comes to the House of Representatives, the Speaker and the Minority Leader, that they have the ultimate power there when it comes to shaping and driving an agenda. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said, I'm bringing these things to the floor and history will judge us. And if that costs me my job, so be it. That's what a leader is supposed to sound like. It's doing the right thing, what you think is the best thing. Doesn't mean everybody's going to agree with you. And if you lose your job doing the right thing, that's still a pretty good day. And I think our nation depends on that. And so, again, regardless how you feel about the policy, we need to have this kind of leadership on everything that's going on in the House, in the Senate. Everything that's happening in the Oval Office needs to be looked at through that lens of we're going to do the right thing. We're not going to just play the political games. We're not just going to game everything out to see if we can pick up more seats in November and have the majority and all of those things or win the White House back, whatever it may be. That's not the game, because the job is not a game. The job is a job. And members of Congress signed up to do a job, not play a political game. And sadly, we've been seeing far more political games than we have people doing the job they were elected to do. And I think the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, said, look, we are going to stand with an ironclad commitment to our allies. to Israel, to Ukraine, to Taiwan, and those in the Indo-Pacific. We're going to make sure we get aid in to those suffering in Gaza, innocent civilians that are caught up in all of this. It's an and conversation. It's not a fake fight and a false choice. And so I commend Hakeem Jeffries on that. And so we've become far too comfortable in this country with just the political battles and the political games, as opposed to statesmanship, stateswomanship, real leaders stepping up, speaking out, even standing alone if necessary, even saying, you want to take away my job? Go ahead. History will judge us for what we do and whether we stand by. I also thought it was very interesting that the Speaker of the House said, I believe Vladimir Putin, that he's not going to stop in Ukraine, that he will go on to Poland or to the Balkans or to other areas in Europe, that he's not done, that Xi is being honest and transparent when he says that Taiwan will be reabsorbed into the motherland. I think there are a lot of things we need to look at in terms of Iran and North Korea, for that matter. And so you put all of those together, we better act. We better do something. As we talked about earlier in the show, we have had far too many people just hoping things will de-escalate, hoping things will change, hoping thugs and bad guys and dictators won't do what thugs and bad guys and dictators always do. And while hope is important in all of this, hope is not a strategy. And we have to have a strategy. And part of the strategy is to do the job, to put bills on the floor, to have open debate, to have a real amendment process, to make it better, do it in front of the American people, take a vote, as Speaker Johnson said, so that every member can represent their constituents and vote their conscience in terms of what they think is best for their constituents and best for the country. And then the people of the country can decide whether that was a good thing or a bad thing. That's how accountability actually works. So some nice leadership from both the Democrats and the Republicans in terms of teeing up the conversation. We're going to watch to see how the action part of it plays out rolling into the weekend. That wraps it up for us here on Inside Sources on KSL News Radio. I'm Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us today. And as always, as you go out into the world, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.